In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are, we're coming up on the end of the liturgical year, and we have this beautiful, wonderful feast of All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. Really, it's two feasts that are kind of sort of related, but also different. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll use the entrance antiphon for Mass for our invitatory antiphon. Just as Jesus died and has risen again, so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. And as in Adam all die, so in Christ will all be brought to life. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Just as Christ died and rose again, so shall he bring to life those who have fallen asleep. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Just as Jesus died and has risen again, so through Jesus Christ will God bring to life all who have fallen asleep. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Just as Jesus died and has risen again, so through Jesus will God bring to life those who have fallen asleep. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did. In the wilderness, when at Meribah and Manizah, they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Just as Jesus died and has risen again, so through Jesus, God will bring to life those who have fallen asleep. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, there are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Just as Jesus died and has risen again, so will God, through Jesus, bring to life those who have fallen asleep. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Just as Jesus died and has risen again, so through Jesus will God bring to life those who have fallen asleep. Basically a shortened form of our entrance antiphon is what I chose to do there. And here we go. Here we go. So we often have the office for the dead, and I will be doing the office for the dead in accordance with our discipline that we have in the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. We pray this like an octave of offices from the dead. So I, even though I'm not a brother or a priest in that congregation, I think I will follow the same suit and try that. What our spiritual family does, and too, can extend also here. Our hymn will be a special one, specific to this topic. Day of wrath and doom impending, David's sword with Sibyl's blending, heaven and earth in ashes ending. Oh, what fear man's bosom rendereth, when from heaven the judge descendeth, on whose sentence all dependeth. Wondrous sound the trumpet flingeth, through earth's sepulchres it ringeth, all before the throne it bringeth. Death is struck and nature quaking, all creation is awaking, to its judge an answer making. lo, the book exactly worded, wherein all hath been recorded. Hence shall judgment be awarded, when the judge shall seat attendeth him, and each hidden deed arraigneth, nothing unavenged remaineth. What shall I, frail man, be pleading? Who for me be interceding, when the just are mercy needing? King of mercy, tremendous, who dost free salvation send us? Font of pity, then befriend us. Think, kind Jesus, my salvation caused thy wondrous incarnation. Leave me not to retribution. Faint and weary thou hast sought me, on the cross of suffering brought me. Shall such grace be vainly brought me? Righteous judge, for sin's pollution, grant thy gift of absolution, ere that day of retribution. Guilty now I pour my moaning, all my shame with anguish owning. Spare, O God, thy supplicant groaning. Through the sinful woman shivereth, though through the dying thief be forgiven, thou to me has a hope hast given. Worthless are my prayers and sighing, yet, O good Lord, in grace complying, rescue me from fires undying. With thy favorite sheep, O place me, not among the goats, abase me, but to thy right hand upraise me, while the wicked are confounded, doomed to flames of woe unbounded. Call me with thy saints surrounded. Lo, I kneel with heart submission, crushed to ashes in contrition. Help me in my last condition. Ah, that day of tears and mourning, from the dust of earth returning, man for judgment must prepare him. Spare, O God, in mercy spare him. Lord, all pitying, Jesus blessed, grant them thy eternal rest. Amen. So, I know that was very long, but it was a very special hymn from the 13th century that we still have in our books today. Let's see what we have for evening prayer. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right hand he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pray this flame of love, Hail Mary, for the souls in purgatory, especially those who passed away this last year. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation? Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who has survived? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation? My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak and Israel on the Lord. If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation? Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation? Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to those whom he wills. Though he was in the form of God, is our next prayer, Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, empower us with your Holy Spirit to love you, to be free from sin, and have a right memory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills. And just let's go see if we can get the readings from the Office of Readings for this day in ordinary time. Oh yes, this is a good one. A reading from the beginning of the book, the first book of Maccabees. The victory and arrogance of the Greeks. After Alexander the Macedonian, Philip's son, who came from the land of Kittim, had defeated Darius, king of the Persians and Medes, he became king in his place. Having first ruled in Greece, he fought many campaigns, captured fortresses, and put kings to death. He advanced to the ends of the earth, gathering plunder from many nations. The earth fell silent before him, and his heart became proud and arrogant. He collected a very strong army and conquered provinces, nations, and rulers, and they became his tributaries. But after all this, he took to his bed, realizing that he was going to die. He therefore summoned his officers, the nobles, who had been brought up with him from his youth, to divide his kingdom among them while he was still alive. Alexander had reigned 12 years when he died. So his officers took over his kingdom, each in his own territory, and after his death, they all put on royal crowns, and so did their sons after them for many years, causing much distress over the land, over the earth. There sprang up from these a sinful offshoot, Antiochus Epiphanes, son of King Antiochus, once a hostage at Rome. He became king in the year 137 of the Kingdom of the Greeks. In those days there appeared in Israel men who were breakers of the law. They seduced many people, saying, "Let us go and make an alliance with the Gentiles all around us. Since we have separated from them, many evils have come upon us." The proposal was agreeable. Some from among the people promptly went to the king, and he authorized them to introduce the way of living of the Gentiles. Thereupon they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem according to the Gentile custom. They covered over the mark of their circumcision and abandoned the holy covenant. They allied themselves with the Gentiles and sold themselves to wrongdoing. When his kingdom seemed secure, Antiochus proposed to become king of Egypt so as to rule over both kingdoms. He invaded Egypt with a strong force, with chariots and elephants, and with a large fleet to make war on Ptolemy, king of Egypt. Ptolemy was frightened at his presence and fled, leaving many casualties. The fortified cities in the land of Egypt were captured, and Antiochus plundered the land of Egypt. After Antiochus had defeated Egypt in the year 143, he returned and went up to Israel and to Jerusalem with a strong force. He insolently invaded the sanctuary and took away the golden altar, the lampstand for the light with all its fixtures, the offering table, the cups and the bowls, the golden censers, the curtain, the crowns, and the gold ornament on the facade of the temple. He stripped off everything and took away the gold and silver and the precious vessels. He also took all the hidden treasures he could find. Taking all this, he went back to his own country. After he had spoken with great arrogance and shed much blood. Responsory prayer. If for a little while our God is angry with us to punish and discipline us, he will again be at peace with his servants. All discipline seems harsh. At the time it is administered, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of an honest life. He will again be at peace with his servants. Second reading from the book on the death of his brother Satyrus by St. Ambrose, Bishop. We see that death is gain, life is loss. Paul says, "For me, life is Christ, and death is gain. Death is a gain." What does Christ mean but to die in the body and receive the breath of life? Let us then die with Christ, to live with Christ. We should have a daily familiarity with death, a daily desire for death. By this kind of detachment, our soul must learn to free itself from the desires of the body. It must soar above earthly lusts to a place where they cannot come near to hold it fast. It must take on the likeness of death to avoid the punishment of death. The law of our fallen nature is at war with the law of our reason, and subjects the law of reason to the law of error. What is the remedy? Who will set me free from this dead body? The grace of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have a doctor to heal us. Let us use the remedy he prescribes. The remedy is the grace of Christ, the dead body our own. Let us then be exiles from our body, so as not to be exiles from Christ. Though we are still in the body, let us not give ourselves to the things of the body. We must not reject the natural rights of the body, but we must desire before all else the gifts of grace. What more need be said? It was often by the death of one man that the world was redeemed, Christ did not need to die if he did not want to. But he did not look on death as something to be despised, something to be avoided. He could have found no better means to save us than by dying. Thus his death is life for all. We are sealed with the sign of his death. When we pray, we preach his death. When we offer sacrifice, we proclaim his death. His death is victory. His death is a sacred sign. Each year his death is celebrated with solemnity by the whole world. What more should we say about his death, since we use this divine example to prove that it was death alone that won freedom from death, and death itself was its own redeemer? Death is then no cause for mourning, for it is the cause of mankind's salvation. Death is not something to be avoided, for the Son of God did not think it beneath his dignity, nor did he seek to escape it. Death was not part of nature, it became part of nature. God did not decree death from the beginning. He prescribed it as a remedy. Human life was condemned because of sin to unremitting labor and unbearable sorrow, and so began to experience the burden of wretchedness. There had to be a limit to its evils. Death had to restore what life had forfeited. Without the assistance of grace, immortality is more of a burden than a blessing. The soul had to turn away from the aimless paths of this life. With the defilement of an earthly body, it must reach out to those assemblies in heaven, though it is given only to the saints to be admitted to them, to sing the praises of God. We learn from Scripture how God's praise is sung to the music of the harp. Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not revere and glorify your nature? You alone are holy. All nations desire to witness your nuptials, Jesus, and to see your bride escorted from heaven, from earthly to heavenly realities. As all rejoice and sing, all flesh will come before you. No longer will the bride be held in subjection to this passing world, but will be made one with the Spirit. Above all else, holy David prayed that he might see and gaze on this. One thing I have asked for of the Lord, and this I shall pray for, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to see how gracious is the Lord. Responsory prayer. There are some who have died a godly death. They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them. Then the just will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them. And just like that, we're back off to the common of the office of the dead. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. Sorry, I have to flip a few pages here. Maybe I should set it up ahead of time, like we do for the Mass book. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his in glory. And we say, Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Christ, Son of the living God, who raised up Lazarus, your friend from the dead, raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son, and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn for the dead. Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so just as through sin we deserved punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life. Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May they receive faith in the resurrection and in the life of the world to come. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light. When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven. On this day, we ask for the Oscar, for Alex, Roseanne, Josephine, all the people in my life and all those in our lives. And, of course, our dear departed Jose, to be set free, to be converted, to be conformed to Christ, and welcomed into heavenly habitations. We pray for God's help, for their families, and for those who are missing them still. We pray for all the intentions of your heart. Lord, you are our life and our resurrection. Merciful Father, hear our prayers and console us as we renew our faith in your Son, whom you raised from the dead. Strengthen our hope that all our departed brothers and sisters will share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Oh, that took a while, but it was a beautiful office. And so just as an update, our ministry access to poor knowledge sharing social media that's been so successful to our community online, it's been restored. So I thank you for all of your prayers and sacrifices for that. I will say that it's not a complete victory in the sense that I fear that our time of being free and unrestricted on that platform may be over. I don't have evidence of that, but I kind of just suspect that that's the way it's going to go. So I'm going to be very, very cautious on what I say and what I do on Quora. And I'm also going to ask you to continue to pray that people will be brought by the Holy Spirit to those answers and those posts. And also that Quora will restore, you know, they've only restored half the content. So I'm praying that you continue to ask God, if it's his will, to restore the other half. Otherwise, we're diversifying. We're looking to other platforms. We're looking into other things as I continue my formation. So I hope that you're having a really good night. And I believe we're going to have one psalm that I should pray with you anyway, since you're still here. And I still have to do it. So here we go. Psalm 146. Alleluia. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is the Lord who made. It is the Lord who keeps faith forever, who is just to the oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age. Amen. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So, I guess we pray. And our Father, a Hail Mary, and a glory be for the Pope and for his monthly intentions, and then offer the plenary indulgence blessing for myself, and you can offer your own blessing if you wish to kind of formally, and I recommend you do, formally ask for plenary indulgence for this time of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul that you have chosen. You have chosen to bless through my prayers, and I ask the soul to intercede before the throne of God for me and for all of my needs throughout my time on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.